100 years of the Roman occupation of Eretz Yisrael is not a direct occupation. It's not war. Rome comes in as the peacemaker. Rome comes in to settle the civil war. Rome is welcomed by the Jews because Rome is the only one that got the monkey of the civil war off of the backs of the Jewish people. And therefore, it's ironic, and we'll see it, the Gemara mentions it, etc. It's ironic because the Prushim said right away, you know, the Prushim's the famous fable of Aesop, that he had a stork, and the lion had a bone in his throat, and he asked the stork to remove it. So the stork said, yeah, he wants to get paid $100. So the lion said, you got a deal. And he stuck his beak down the lion's throat, and he took out the bone. And he took out the bone, so they came to the lion to get paid. So the lion said, you want to get paid yet? He said, you were in my mouth, and you survived. That's payment enough. So the rabbi said that about Rome. The Jews thought that Rome was going to bring them all sorts of benefits. So the rabbi said, if the Jews were down the throat of Rome and they're still around, that's payment enough. You can't expect more. And we'll see that they saw the situation very clearly, very correctly, and that the troubles would begin now. So next time we'll begin with the civil war of Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, the two sons of Alexander Yanai, and we'll see that the civil war between the Prushim and the Tzdukim start again, because each one takes sides for and against one of the brothers.